Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
G'day, I'm Julie. I'm an alcoholic. My question is, how did we overcome our reluctance to share our inventory with another person? So this is on step five. So I have to say it wasn't difficult for me. I'm a very open person anyway, and I've pretty much told people everything in my life. So step four and five was a bit of a weird thing for me. It felt like I was just doing what I'd done before. And having said that, I didn't get a whole lot out of step four and five because it wasn't new for me. And the interesting thing is I've had a lot of sponsees, I've been their sponsor, who have done their step five with me. And it seems to me that the more scared somebody is of it, the more they get out of it because it's something they haven't done before. So, you know, most of my sponsees have felt quite nervous about telling me everything that's gone on for them. Yeah, there's always kind of one or two things that they haven't told other people and they're really embarrassed and ashamed about. And what they tell me afterwards, they're always so relieved. And I think they're expecting judgment and they're expecting a massive amount of shame as they tell it. It's that fear of how am I going to feel as I tell somebody this. And what they find is that the judgment isn't there because we're all alcoholics. We've all been there. And even if we haven't done exactly the same things, we get it. You know, I wasn't a blackout drinker, but I certainly can relate to what it must be like to have done things that you don't even remember. And that in a sense, you're not in control of at the time. It's just terrifying. And so when people tell me things they've done in blackout, yeah, of course, we're all capable of anything. And anything we've done is done. It's different now. We're sober now and we don't have to do those things anymore. And we just have to get it off our chest. We just have to say, this is what happened. And having somebody else who understands that and is just completely, of course, about it, of course, it makes sense, seems to be a massive relief for most people. And I think even for me, even though I had shared, you know, all those stuff with other people before, you know, at one time or another, to share it all at once and have the other person at the end see me no differently to how they did before. You know, my sponsor was just beautiful and she understood. And it's just so beautiful to have that experience of connection with another human being. You've told them your worst and they still love you and you still love them. And it's just such a beautiful thing. And so you will be scared and that's completely okay. Do it anyway. And you'll be really, really glad you did. Thanks.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.